I feel like I would be really bloody cool if I had a British accent, you know? Like, think about this. I already have such a very shining personality, you know? And if I were to have an accent to accompany that, it would be like 10 times better. You understand, yeah? I don't know why I did that. But like, tell me, I've been getting better with my accent. Like, tell me I'm wrong. Shola, if you're listening to this, I know you're gonna text me and tell me that I'm wrong, and I understand. I understand. Hello, my beautiful creatures. How are you guys doing today? Life has gone by so fast. Oh my God. I feel like just yesterday I was moving into school to start my junior year, and now I'm currently in the process of moving out. Like that's insane. Like, what? And I was just thinking, because I had therapy this morning, and something that my therapist had asked me, and she was like, "So, like, how are you doing, like, mentally?" It's funny enough, my sister asked me the same thing later today, but she's like, "How are you doing mentally? Like, how are you feeling? Yada yada yada, the whole spiel." And I was like, literally, could say, "I'm feeling cool. Like, I'm. I don't want to say I'm fine, 'cause I feel like fine is such a like loose term, but like I'm not doing bad at all. It's more or less just figuring out how to just, take everything day by day, but it's nothing like super serious or super like heavy or anything like that. Like, I'm really just going through life just day by day, building Legos and watching Suits. Oh my God, no, because the way TikTok, so couple things TikTok has put me on. One, the TV show Suits, and two, the band, the girl group, Blackpink. Listen, I know I'm late. Like, I like K-dramas. Like, I watch K-dramas, but I've never listened to like any, K-pop band, or I'm not sure if they're considered K-pop. They might be. I think I'm not sure. I don't know. There's something pop. But yeah, and so TikTok has been like all of a sudden just flooding my For You page with just like a bunch of clips from Suits and a bunch of clips from The Mandalorian and a bunch of clips from Blackpink's time at Coachella and their like tour in Mexico and stuff like that. And the music's actually really good. And I hadn't realized I heard so many of their songs mainly on TikTok. Yeah, TikTok, of course. But it's like now I've just been like obsessed with just listening to their music, because I love listening to music that's in other languages because it feels cool. Like, I feel like I'm kind of challenging myself to try to figure out what they're saying. But like, I also kind of have like a little bit of a crush on Lisa. Like, that's happened, let's admit that. We're gonna understand that. But yeah, and it's like my entire For You page has been like covered with like Mandalorian, like baby, I think that was Baby Yoda, or like Grogu is what his actual name is. But it's like the one with like, it has like the automated voice over where it's like giving his narrations. And I'm like, I stop, because I want to watch Mandalorian just for Grogu and Pedro Pascal, even though I know we don't see his face. Still, that's like, it just seems so funny. And basically, with that, I really wanted to start that. And I told my sister's boyfriend, Marcy, and he's like, who's like a diehard Star Wars fan. He's like, no, you can't not, like, watch that. You need to watch Clone Wars first, or whatever friggin' Star Wars film or TV show comes before that. He's like, you're gonna be so confused. And like, there's just, I would like to watch Star Wars. Like, trust me, I wish that I could. But there's just so much and so much expectation and so many different shows and movies. And I feel like this is how people who like are just starting Marvel feel like. But it's like, at least Marvel fans would be like, you don't have to watch this to understand this, this and that. Star Wars fans, and if I'm offending any Star Wars fan, forgive me, and if I'm wrong, please let me know. But from the encounters that I've had, Star Wars fans are always like, you gotta watch this to watch this, and you have to watch, don't watch the movies 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So you have to watch 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, or 1, 5, 4, 6, 7, 8. I'm like, bro, I don't know. There are the big threes, and that is Harry Potter, Marvel, and Star Wars. I am two of the big threes. I don't really need to be all three. I'm not a trifecta. I don't mind. I'm a duo. But I did start watching Suits, because basically, so for my birthday, I got three Lego sets, because I asked, because when everyone asked me, like, what did I want, I was like, Barnes & Noble's gift card, Lego set. And that's exactly what I got. And so the other night, I was in a study room, and I was working on a paper. I'm taking this science class, which is a whole other story. But yeah, and so I was working on a paper, and it's maybe about like 1 in the morning at this point. And so I'm like typing, and I'm like, you know what? I need motivation, something to make me like want to get this paper done quick and easy so that I can do this thing. You know, my motivation should have been sleep, but no, it was, oh, let's put a Lego set in front of my face. And so if I finish, you know, writing my paper, I can build the Lego set. And then a couple minutes later, I'm like, well, why don't I build a Lego set while writing my paper? Because then, you know, I don't know what the logic was for that, because clearly it didn't work. Here's why. My next course of action was to say, okay, let's take a break from watching. Let's take a break from doing my assignment, build my Lego, and start the TV show Suits. I didn't end up finishing that paper. I don't think I ever started picking it up again until like maybe yesterday morning. I like finished the whole thing. Like, I woke up and that was the first thing. I just like started typing. I'm like, oh crap, I gotta get this in. But, and this was like 2 days ago. No, this was Friday night that I started Suits and like building Lego. So you see how that went. And so basically, I built a Lego and it was so much fun. I really enjoyed building Legos, but I am now obsessed with Suits. That show is so freaking good. Literally, I was up till 5 a.m. last night, knowing I had to be up early because I had meetings this morning. So I was like, I've been extremely exhausted all day because I've had a lot of stuff to get done. But I was just like, I just couldn't stop watching. Like, I finished season one last night, and then I started season two, and like watching Meghan Markle act is just so awesome because she's so good at acting. And I love Harvey, and I love Mike, and I love Don. I love the way Harvey is like willing to lose his job for Mike, and Mike's like trying to become more like Harvey, and he's growing. I'm like, yay! But yeah, sorry, quick detour. Okay, I don't know if I actually introduced myself, but if I did not, because I don't remember. Hello, guys, I'm your host, Ashanti, and welcome to But Like That's On My Mind. I don't remember if I actually introduced myself, so hello, my beautiful creatures. But anyway, yeah, and so one thing I've been just kind of thinking of, and I don't know if I'm having like an epiphany or whatever it's called, but I, you know, like I kind of said before, time has just moved by so fast. You know, I just freaking started university, bro. Like, I just turned 20. That's insane. I'm literally about to be a senior. I have 1 year left, 2 semesters left, literally 8 classes. Well, I have 8 classes left, but now I have to add like a couple of electives because they're like, if you want to keep your FAFSA and your scholarship, you need to be taking more classes. I'm like, okay, so that's the struggle, trying to figure out what classes I'm going to take, which I was like, I don't want any class that like requires me to do work. I want like an easy A. However, after like actually taking the science class, because I've enjoyed it, it's kind of made me kind of use my mind, and you know, I've had to write papers and like do presentations, read research articles, stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, I'm not actually bad at this. I just kind of don't have much faith in myself. And so that was kind of like cool. I was like, okay, I'm not the greatest, but at the same time, I'm very much competent enough to be able to do it and do it well enough to get passing grade. And so I'm like, you know what, maybe, you know, next year I definitely do want to work a lot harder in school, but I want to do a bit more. It was weird living on campus. And I did more like on campus things when I was a commuter than I did living on campus, because when I was a commuter, I was like, I wanted to be a part of whatever I could. I wanted to get the experience as much as I could because I couldn't live there, versus living here. I'm like, well, I could go to this event or I can go to my bedroom and sleep. Obviously, I chose the latter. And so, yeah. And just with that, it's kind of like making me think about how my time spent in college and what I've learned about that. And that's something I wanted to talk about with you guys, because like, I feel like everyone's college experiences are different, and it's like so much has happened. One, I've learned how it's weird, because growing up, I really didn't have much friends. It was just like, I was very shy, I was very quiet. Once like I got to like 10th grade of high school, that I started, you know, getting out of my shell and making friends and stuff like that. But to me, it was always like, I have friends that I talk to, you know, I hang out with, yada yada yada. But it was never no big cosmic drama, yada yada yada. And then coming to school here, and I made these friends, and they introduced me to their other friends, and next thing you know, we're all part of this friend group, and having to deal with so much drama, especially half the time, I'm not gonna say goddamn half the time, majority, like 95% of the time, has nothing to do with me. And it's probably sound like, oh, T, if you don't think you're the problem. No, I swear to God, half the time I wasn't even there. Half the time I had no idea the stuff was happening until I'm finding out, oh, this is that, and that, that's and this. I'm like, bro, what? And so that was like something that I had to experience, and like that was kind of learning to tell the difference between people who are your friends, like your close friends, the people you talk to, the people you confide in, those type of people. The difference between people that you hang out with for fun and just that, not necessarily to help you grow, but just so you can, you know, go partying with or do this and this and that with. Friends who aren't actually friends, they're more or less acquaintances, whether, and if you maybe hang out, probably really shouldn't call them friends, because I feel like we tend to use friends very, very loosely, call everyone our friends, and we can't really do that. It's like, well, people who are part of the friend group, but like we're not like friends, but like I don't know, it's weird, you know, it's weird. And that's something I've just been learning, into kind of figuring out how to tell the difference, because certain situations will arise and I'll feel this certain way about a person. I'm like, well, if I was really friends with them, one, they wouldn't do this, and two, when they do this, I wouldn't feel like, oh, that kind of, that's tough, but I don't really care much. Because if a friend did something like certain things that have happened, I would feel more like, oh no, that sucks, like how could you do that we were friends, instead of like, oh well, that's freaking tough, okay, anyway, I'll move on, you know. And so it's kind of like telling the difference between who's your friend, who's the one who's like, who, what friends are actually there who care about you and want to help you grow, and what friends who care about you, and not saying they don't have to care about you, but they're not there to help you grow, they're there to kind of keep you where you are, to just hang out with it, to party and stuff like that. Which I feel like is just a very good lesson to learn in life, you know. Also, like, just not, you don't have to have a large group of friends to have people in your life that you care about and who love you, who want the best for you, who support you, and who will be that, you know, reality check for you. Which is, sometimes it's rude awakening in some areas, and other times it comes in a form of a blessing, and it kind of just depends on the situation. But I was very much grateful to have friends who I do confide in, who are very close, who, you know, who I know are looking out for my best interests, and especially when people who I think are my friends aren't, and they're the ones who kind of warn me, like, hey, this person's doing this, this, and this, or they're saying this, this, and that about you, we're doing this, this, and that, you know? You know what I mean? Yes. Anyway, moving on. Oh, I got a notification. I should probably mute my freaking thing, because I have to be professional. No, it's the way I'm getting, my sisters are sending, so it's obviously, it's Met Gala Monday, May 1st, baby. So we've been like trying to just going through everyone's outfits as they're like being revealed and stuff, and it's like, oh wow, Olivia Rodrigo looks so pretty. Is she wearing yarn? That's kind of dope. Florence Pugh looks freaking beautiful. Oh my god, Viola Davis looks gorgeous. I'm sorry, let me get off my phone. See, but like, yeah, and so that's been very fun, which is very funny because it's like people who we all go out of our house literally like just wearing sweatpants and stuff. Literally today I wore like a pair of really fluffy sweatpants with a Vans shirt and a hoodie. That was my wardrobe for the day. But yeah, I'm judging these people who are dressed in like $1,000 outfits because some of them just aren't making any sense. Like, do you not understand the theme? Come on. Happens every single year. Maybe we just need to make this a more exclusive event with people who understand what the theme is. Sorry, got a little carried away there. But yeah, no. And so just being in college, it's been a bit of an experience. And just my junior year, I feel like I've grown so much. And it's weird because even though I've grown so much, I still have so much to learn and so much to change. Because I was talking to Tay the other day, and it was like a certain situation. And I was telling her, I was like, it's weird, you know, I'm 20 years old now. And I see kids my age, and they're doing certain things. They're starting families. They're going, and they're doing certain jobs and stuff like that. And it's like, for me, I feel one half. Sometimes I feel really behind, you know. Sometimes I feel like, you know, I feel like I'm just a kid playing in my parents' shoes or playing in the shoes of an adult. You know, like, I'm having to do adult things, you know, paying bills and taking on these different responsibilities, but I sometimes feel like a fraud when I'm doing it. And it's like, how do you manage that type of feeling? And it's like, my sister's like, well, you kind of just got to get over it and keep going. Like, you can't expect to grow up and be able to do certain things and you feel like this, which is obviously easier said than done. And at the time, I was like, this is not what I want to hear right now. But like, I mean, like, thanks, like, freaking guess. Which was, I'm glad that she said it, but it was just like a, you know, it's sometimes when you're ranting about something, you don't want to be given advice or you don't want to be told, oh, this is what you should do. Like, that's what I'm asking for, don't give that to me. But it's sometimes also what you need to hear, so it's a lot more frustrating when that happens. But yeah, and so it's like I have me just trying to figure out how can I get this feeling away from me? How can I feel more like an adult? Like, how can I put myself more in certain circumstances where I can become more adult? And I always say that I've never was one person growing up who tried to move very fast or tried to act above my age. I always tried to act my age. But it's weird. I don't know how to explain it. If anyone's ever felt like that, just like let me know, like what the hell did y'all do? Like this is insane. But yeah, and so that's one thing I'm really excited about with the France trip, and even just with like my upcoming trip to Texas. So so this at the end of this week, I am flying to Texas, and I'll be there for a week. I'm gonna see my niece, I'm gonna see my sisters and my brother, and all that. And then I'll fly back to Florida. I'll be here for a day, and then I'm flying to France for 2 weeks. Obviously, I've talked a lot about France on my podcast. Those who have listened to my channel for a while, listen to my podcast. I don't know. Those who have listened to me talk for a while, you kind of already know the spiel, stuff like that. Those who are know, basically what's happening is I'm studying abroad in France for 2 weeks at the Cannes Film Festival. And I was talking with my therapist today about it, and I was saying, you know, I feel like this is kind of my chance to take that leap and not be me. Like, obviously, I'll be myself, you know. I love me, but not be the version of me that's shy and insecure and scared and like kind of afraid to take that next step. Be the version of me that's like, I am a filmmaker, I am a film director, I am a screenwriter, and this is what I do. This is what I can do with you. This is what you can maybe do for me. This is like, you know, how can we help each other go there? And I'm going to be there with industry professionals. Like, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity, and I don't want to waste it because I'm too afraid to go and talk to someone in a room. Obviously, it's about being very cautious and kind of like learning how to read people and stuff like that, which is going to be, you know, cool. And it's going to be very much out of my element, but this is something I kind of got to get used to. And it's like, I feel like this is like a perfect test of that, especially since I'm not going to be by myself. I'll have my friends there. I'll have my friend Monica and my friend Yurika, who all are kind of in the same boat where we're all like, you know, this is our first time really being in, I can't even say a room, because it's going to be hundreds of thousands of industry professionals there. And so it's like, you know, I at least one of them will talk to me and want something to do with me, hopefully. And so it's kind of just like going there and, you know, faking it until you make it, which seems so stupid, but like it's true. Like, I gotta fake what I can until I make it, until I can feel like I am this adult, I am this industry professional myself. You know, I do have actual things to bring to the table in that type of stuff. And you know what I've learned a lot about myself in terms of just how I've grown lately is that when put in certain circumstances, I am able to get there. It may take me a while, and I may have to fight myself, you know, tooth and nail to gather the courage to speak or to do something, but in the end I always, you know, kind of pull through. And so that's kind of what I'm banking on, to not to fight myself, but to kind of pull through right at the beginning and not all the way at the end. But the great thing is I have 2 weeks, and every day, you know, this past last week, I shot my first short film. The reason I say my first short film is because even though it's not my first short film, it's the first one I've approached with an industry level of profession. In the sense where I went through a week. I only had 3 weeks to get all of this done. I had spent the first week writing the script, developing it, all that. I spent the second week doing all the pre-pro for it. I put up a casting list on Backstage, which is a casting app. I put it on my social medias. I auditioned actors, stuff like that. I built a crew. It was a crew of like 3-4 people at times, but it was still a crew nonetheless. And I, you know, worked with an actor who was extremely new. This is her first ever short film, and you know, I had to actually really direct and kind of bring out the performance that I wanted for my film, that I needed. And I got to direct my crew, and hey, this is how I want this shot to be, and this and that and that. And every day, you know, nothing was really bad. Nothing really, really crazily went wrong. Obviously, with any film, you have your hiccups. You have some no-shows, stuff like that, which happens. But every day, I felt myself just constantly improving from the day before. And it was a 3-day shoot, around, depending on the day, 6 to 9 hours that we were filming. And that it was just a great experience for me having to kind of run my own set, and it's something I want to do more and more, and something that I'm planning to do this summer. But you know, I have that opportunity in France. I have every single day to kind of analyze, okay, so how did this day go? How did I do on this day? How can I improve tomorrow? How can I be better with this? You know, how can I practice the things I say? How can I calm myself down in certain situations, you know? And so it's kind of like that, just remembering that, you know, everything takes, you know, practice. You know, some people can sing from the get-go, they still have to get trained so they can do it correctly, so they don't tear up their voice, you know. And some people can't sing, but they are, you know, they do get trained and eventually able to sing, you know, very well. Both have to practice in order to continue to get better, and that's kind of like what I have to do and what all of us have to do with anything that we want in life. And I think that's a great reminder. And so I'm feeling really good about France, and I'm also kind of refusing to let myself overthink or get scared. And I've always been quick to just go to the bad things. What's gonna happen? What if this happens? What if I embarrass myself? What if I can't figure out what to say? What if this and that? And I'm like, it's in the back of my mind. It's not gone. It's there. I feel it every single day, every time I think about it. But the difference is I'm not letting that affect my emotions. I'm kind of, now that I'm finding tooth and nail, and I'm gonna have to every step of the way being there. Because my instinct is to tell me to fail and to be like, well, to give in to that. And I'm like, but I'm not a failure. I'm a conqueror. And that's what I'm going to do, you know. And so it's like kind of going in there like I'm the baddest bee of us all, even though I'm probably not. I mean, if Zendaya is there, maybe Zendaya, if you're there, I love your new song with Labyrinth. Please make more music. I really need it. Thank you. But no, yeah, and so, like, it's just going to be a cool experience. I'm going out of the freaking country, bro. Like, what? I promise you, I can't get fat because I don't know why. My body just doesn't allow me to just eat enough food to gain any sort of weight. Because, you know, every single time anybody hugs me, the first thing out of their mouth, why are you so skinny? Oh, my God, you're like a toothpick. Oh my God, you're just flat as a paper. Which is, I mean, I'm not complaining, it's whatever, but like, damn. Like, I get it. But like, damn. No, I just plan on eating a lot of bread because that's my dream. I want a croissant. No, I'm scared. No, this I'm legitimately scared about. I want to go, and I've been practicing French since November. And so I'm not even adequate. I'm like still a beginner of the beginners of the beginners. And even though I'm like taking these classes, I've been doing my Duolingo and I've been behind on my deal, like, I'm not gonna lie. But the thing about it is just speaking French there to actual native French speakers. And I have this classmate, Nathan, and he's from France, the cutest French accent, a sweetie pie. And he was saying to him, he's like, I'm not gonna lie, it's something like most French people don't really like Americans. He was like, I know I didn't when I was, you know, obviously before he moved to America, and stuff like that. And so he's like, you know, you may encounter some rude people, but like, don't worry, you'll be fine. I'm like, what? Like, what if I try to speak French and they're like, the hell did you just say? Like, so that's going to be me trying to decide whether or not, if I feel like, I'm hoping that what happens, and this is what I'm hoping that all of these months of me listening to French music just like pops in my brain and they say something to me in French and I'm like, no, it's not, but like I can just like have a whole blown conversation with them and not think about it. While that's very unlikely to happen, who knows, let's pray. But yeah, and so with that, everyone's kind of been like getting on me. They're like, oh, T, what are you doing in the summer? Like, what internship are you gonna get? This and that. And so, like, last summer I did an internship, and it lasted me all the way, it was from June all the way to October, and it was like a full term. Like, I was doing 40 hours a week, that type of stuff. Great internship, I absolutely loved it, I learned so much. And so, it was me, you know, this summer I was like, I really don't want to hold myself down to a set internship, because when it comes to film, I don't want to hold myself down to just one set thing. You know, I like doing lots of things in film, and I don't want just one thing that I'm doing to take up all my time that I can do other things in film. And so I was like, I don't really want to do another internship per se. I would like to do, you know, if I can do multiple jobs. You know, I have a different places that I'm interested in, some that I've spoken to, one who's just like Obviously, because I'm still in school, they don't want to hire me to obviously work there. But they're like, if you still want to learn and do some freelance work with us, we'd love to do that. And I'm like, they like, just call us when you get back from France. And I'm like, freaking bet. And I was thinking of contacting my old internship and be like, hey, if I could maybe just do some freelance jobs, if you guys need an extra person for this, this, and that, I think that would be great so that I can get experience and I can also get paid. But I don't got to dedicate myself and like commit to doing another 40 hours a week. And I already have another job. You know, and I'm still planning on shooting shorts and doing other things. But also, because since I'm going to France, I'm going to be all these industry professionals, my plan is to hopefully make some type of thing happen there where I can maybe secure a job or meet people whose films I can work on during the summer. Like, you know, I never know what can happen in those 2 weeks. And so I don't want to commit to anything right now. And then something happens, I'm like, oh, crap, what am I going to do? And so it's kind of like figuring that out, and so with that, it's very interesting. I've been trying to figure out, you know, where I want my journey to go with film and what I want to do in just overall in the future. And you know, I figured it out because I was at my friend's graduation thingy. It's called a summit because they're all a part of this organization called Watson at my school, which is like the entrepreneurship program type thing, and they basically have like a graduation for them. And so I was there to obviously support, and it's just watching what all of them have been working on just these last 3 years of them being at school and this certain stuff. And it's like kind of also like another eye-opener for me, and it was like, I gotta figure out how I want to get to where I want to go. You know, like, I have this massive goal for film, and it's like, how do I plan to get there? I can't just have the goal and just say, okay, that's it, that's what I want to do in film. Like, how do I plan to get there? And so I really just started thinking about, like, what steps can I take to start building towards that goal? And so I think that's one thing that I'm really planning on just focusing on now. You know, I'm really just grateful that school's ending, seriously. And even when school starts back again, I'm taking French like at my school, so it's an online class, so I don't even have to be at my school physically for an entire month. And so I have until September, realistically speaking. May, June, July, August, September. I have 5 months to myself to kind of just build and create something and get something in motion. And I think it's going to be fun. You know, wrapping up my junior year, I had a lot of bad days, I had a lot of good days, I had a lot of medium days. I'm very grateful for everything and everyone, even the friends I'm not with anymore, I don't have anymore, even just the people I'm still with and who I love with all my dear heart. And so I don't know why, I just felt like coming on today, and I feel like, you know, we all go through the same thing, and I think it's really going to hit me. Oh my God, are they still sending me? They are still sending me more outfits. What is she wearing? She's like a perfume bottle. Stop. Is that what Jenna's wearing? Bro. No. She looks so freaking cute. All right, let me close this out. I'm sorry. Yes. But it's end of the year, it's wrap up season, it's time for all of us to kind of get out there, all of us, you know, 18 to plus 20 year olds to who are still trying to figure out what they want to do with their life and what they're doing, who's starting to graduate college, who's about to, who have just started college. You know, you're all doing fine. Do not feel behind, because we're all going at our own different pace. And that's something I have to remind myself when I see people or who are doing certain things. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so behind in my life. And I'm like, bro, I'm 20 years old, I could be doing so much worse, and I'm not. The worst I say I'll do is I'll skip doing homework to read a book, where I could be skipping homework to get high at a party. There's nothing wrong with getting high at a party, just please do it safely. But yeah, so anyway, I am going to go pick up my laundry and make some stuffed peppers, because my friend is going to kill me, because I promised her like a month ago that I would make some, and I have yet to do so. So thank you guys so much for coming on and listening to my podcast. I appreciate every single one of you, and I do this for you guys and for me, because I love doing this, and you guys make it so much fun to do, and I am so grateful for how it's just, my podcast have just grown since last year, since a couple months ago, since I started it, even, which is weird. Like, I never just thought it would grow. I thought it was just going to be something that I just did and that no one would know about, until one day someone did know about it, and then another person, and then boom, And so, yeah, I love you all so much, my beautiful creatures. You guys have a wonderful rest of your day. And I'm gonna try to get all my work done so I can watch Suits. No, I'm watching X tonight, which is a horror film. I believe Jenna Ortega's in this one. But my coworker, Felipe, is trying to get me out of my scaredness of horror films, because I was traumatized as a kid where my siblings forced me to watch like Leprechaun and Scream and The Blob, and I've been like terrified of all horror films since. And so we're trying to like get me out of it. So my friend Chris is coming over and we're gonna watch it. And I was like, I was passing his room and he was like, are we still on for tonight? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, just be prepared to calm me down from the panic attack that I'm gonna have because of watching that. He's like, okay. And I'm like, also, I probably will be sobbing, so bring tissues. And he's like, okay. So yeah, wish me luck. I love you guys. Bye.